नवकथामृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविविरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भुरिदा जनाः. The nectar of the words is the life for those who are scorched by the world. The words which have been uttered by the universe of truth, which wipe out sins, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible, those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Holy Sri Ramakrishna by Swami Brahmananda. In the previous section, Swami Brahmananda talked about the obstacles in spiritual life. Now, in this chapter, he is going to tell us which are favorable to spiritual life and what you are supposed to do to build your spiritual life. সাধনের সহায়, প্রথম অবস্থায় একটু নির্জনে বসে মন স্থির করতে হয়, তা না হলে অনেক দেখে শুনে মন চঞ্চল হয়। যেমন দুধে জলে একসঙ্গে রাখলে মিশে যায়, কিন্তু দুধকে মন্থন করে মাখন করতে পারলে জলের সঙ্গে মেশে না, সে জলের উপরে ভাসে। তেমনি যাদের মন স্থির হয়েছে তারা যেখানে সেখানে বসে সর্বদা ভগবানকে চিন্তা করতে পারে। শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ ইজ টকিং অ্যাবাউট দি বিগিনার্স অফ স্পিরিচুয়াল লাইফ। অ্যাট দি বিগিনিং ওয়ান শুড ট্রাই টু কনসেন্ট্রেট ওয়ান্স মাইন্ড ইন এ লোনলি প্লেস, আদারওয়াইজ দি মাইন্ড মে বি ডিস্ট্রাক্টেড বাই মেনি থিংস। ইফ উই কিপ মিল্ক অ্যান্ড ওয়াটার টুগেদার, দে আর শিওর টু গেট মিক্সড। But if the milk be churned into butter, the butter, instead of getting itself mixed with water, will float upon it. So when we long practice, a man has brought his mind under his control, he can constantly meditate upon God, whether he be in a lonely place or not. Very good teaching. Sri Ramakrishna emphasized two words, nirjane, gopane. Nirjane means solitude, gopane means secret. You are supposed to practice spiritual disciplines secretly in solitude. You will not have to beat the drum to everybody that I am practicing spiritual disciplines. Nirjane. Why nirjan? How does it help us? In the Vedanta scripture, in Tattvamasi, there is a verse, and I like it very much. Buddha tattena dhidosho shunyena ekanta vasina dhidga pranavam uccharjo munarajyo vijiyate. Vidyaranya Muni, the great philosopher and saint, says, Buddha tattena, first have the conviction, mentally, intellectually, that I am a devotee of God, I am Atman, a conviction. Then, first, First, you need conviction, faith. Second, didosho shunyena. Only conviction will not do. You will have to remove the impurities of the mind. Otherwise, so your conviction will be covered by again the impurities. Let the Atman manifest. Atman is always there. We bury it with our desires and doubts. Didosha shunyena. Next, ekanta vashina. Be alone. Why alone? If you are alone, who disturbs your mind? Four things disturb the mind. First, if somebody is near me, I shall see that person and that his thought will come to me. If somebody is near me, he will talk to me and I shall hear that person. If somebody is near me, I shall talk to him. So these three sense organs will be closed the moment when you are alone. You have no person to talk, to listen, and to see. So three obstacles you chop up the moment you are alone. How important it is to be alone. Fourth, mind. So how to control the mind? He is telling, he is giving the secret how to control the mind. Ekanto vashina. Fourth, how can you control the mind? Those three lines you cut off. And now, dirgho pranavum uchcharjo. You repeat om in a very long way. Om. That also is his mantra. Very interesting. Last night, Tuesday night, I was reading that portion. Mantra. Mantra, do you know what mantra is? Three times, if we do like this, that is ek mantra. One time. So this, you'll have to 6 times or 12 times. The om, how long you'll have to repeat at that time they do not have a watch, so through this way they're counting that how long this om should go. Anyhow, main thing is this, as long as your breath can go. Dirgha pranamam uchcharjo manorajya, then you will be able to, the mind will be conquered. How? They give the reason. Here is a fort full of your enemies. What do you do? You will have to control, you will have to destroy your enemies. First you cut off the supply line so that no water, no food can go to the fort. The moment supply line is cut, the enemies become weak. Yeah. We do not have any food and water, we cannot fight anymore. Your enemies are the desires. The desires become weak because all the three channels are all cut off. Through eyes, through ears, and through mouth, those three channels you already cut. So the enemies, the mind is always there with all the desires that are bubbling. Hey, I am not getting new supply. I am not getting any chance to gossip somebody. The gossip line is cut off. So what happens then? Then you bombard them. Then the bombardment is the om mantra. And then they will surrender to you. All desires will surrender. You know, I was watching that what kind of analogy they give in Vidyaranya Muni in the kind of maybe 10th or 12th century. at that time. It's how, 11th or 10th century, I don't remember anyhow. So how you can cut off this supply line of the of your desires? And how can you control your desires? That is the way you can control the mind. Very interesting. Let us see what AM recorded. Here, 358, 82, first 82. Sri Ramakrishna was talking to him. One must go into solitude to attain this divine love. To get butter from milk, you must let it set into curd in a secluded spot. If it is too much disturbed, milk won't turn into curd. Next, you must put aside all other duties. Sit in a quiet spot and churn the curd. Only then do you get butter. You know, I remember this picture showed me, you know, my village life. The confectioners, the people, those who make curd and sweets, they buy milk at noontime. All milk will come to the market. So they will buy the milk. Then they will boil the milk. Then, at night, they will put something in the milk, and so that the milk will be curd. So perhaps in the evening they will boil the milk, and then they put that shaja. They add some sour extra curd which was in previous days that they put, and immediately the milk overnight will be settled in a big earthen jar. Early in the morning, they have a churner. It is a bamboo. We do not have electric. So in the bamboo, in this way, they churn, and here is a rod. And there is a pole. And with a rope, with a cloth rope, they will pull like this. That is the way they churn the milk, the bird, the yoga curd. Continuously churning, then what will happen, the butter will float on the top and the remaining will be buttermilk. So when this butter is so tasty and full of fragrance, it is cow milk, so they take the butter out and put it in a container, and the buttermilk, some small particles of butter floats in that buttermilk. It's very tasty. It is not even American buttermilk, you cannot just stand there, you see. This unreal buttermilk will be there. And then in the morning, after sunrise, these confectioners will come door to door and sell the buttermilk and butter. And some sweets also. So when I see you in the buttermilk, how to churn, my village scene comes to my mind. All in the morning, 4 o'clock, they are just churn the butter. No electricity in your country. That's how we say. Then when we used to buy butter, do you know what? Butter cannot stay in warm climate more than 1 or 2 days. It will stink. Fresh butter within 1 or 2 days will stink. So what we used to do, there is a cold, some kind of stone vessel, and we put cold water and put the butter there. Then butter will float. But that also can stay maybe 4 or 5 days. Then mother will take the butter and will boil it. And will make ghee. Ghee can stay a month. That is the way we used to eat butter and ghee in our home, in village. And that ghee also is very full of fragrance. That we used to eat with our breakfast. Hot rice and that ghee. And of course some vegetables, sometimes mother used to boil some egg. That was our breakfast. জলের উপর ভাসে। ক্ষীরমি বম্ব মধ্যাত, দ্যাট ওয়েলস ইজ এ ইফ ওয়াটার অ্যান্ড মিল্ক মিক্সড দি সোয়ান থ্রু দি বিক only take the milk portion and reject the water portion. So if you are a real spiritual seeker, this world is the mixture of good and bad, samsara and God and the world. You take the God portion, spiritual portion, and reject the worldly portion. That it says. Let us see what 368, what Master says. A man may lead the life of a householder after attaining knowledge, but he must attain knowledge first. If the milk of the mind is kept in the water of the world, they get mixed. Therefore, he should turn the milk into curd and extract butter from it by churning it in solitude, then he may keep the butter in the water of the world. Therefore, you see, spiritual discipline is necessary. When the ashwatthama tree is a mere sapling, it must be enclosed by a fence. Otherwise, the cattle will eat it. But the fence may be taken away when the trunk grows thick and strong. Then even an elephant tied to the tree cannot harm it. Therefore, at the beginning, the aspirant should go into solitude now and then. Spiritual discipline is necessary. You want to eat rice? Suppose you sit down somewhere and say, wood contains the fire, fire cooks rice. Can saying it cook the rice? You must get two pieces of wood and by rubbing them together bring out the fire. By eating siddhi, one becomes intoxicated and feels happy. But suppose you have not eating the stuff or done anything else with it, you simply sit down somewhat the matter and matter siddhi, will that intoxicate you or make you happy? Sri Ramakrishna was talking some practical instructions about spiritual life for the beginners. So, in solitude, alone, secretly, practice his spiritual disciplines. Second, নিষ্ঠা ভক্তি না হলে সচ্চিদানন্দ লাভ হয় না। যেমন এক পতিতে নিষ্ঠা থাকলে সতী হয়, তেমনি আপনার ইষ্টের প্রতি ইচ্ছা হলে ইষ্ট দর্শন হয়। উইদাউট সিঙ্গল মাইন্ডেড ডিভোশন, নিষ্ঠা, গড ক্যানট বি রিয়েলাইজড। As the woman is fully devoted to her husband, is called shoti, chaste, and possesses his love. So the man who is fully devoted to his ideal, ishto, possesses his grace and realizes him. Let us see what Gospel says. 222. If people feel sincere longing, they will find that all paths lead to God. But one should have nishtha, single-minded devotion. It is also described as chaste and unswerving devotion to God. It is like a tree with only one trunk shooting straight up. Promiscuous devotion is like a tree with five branches. Such was the single-minded devotion of the gopis to Krishna, that they don't care to look at anyone but the Krishna they had seen at Vrindavan, the shepherd Krishna, bedecked with garland of yellow wild flowers and wearing a peacock feather on his crest. At the sight of Krishna at Mathura with a turban on his head and dressed in royal robes, the gopis pulled down their veils. They would not look at his face. Who is this man? They said, should we violate our chaste love for Krishna by talking to him? The devotion of the wife to her husband is also an instance of unswerving love. She feeds her brothers-in-law as well and looks after their comforts, but she has a special relationship with her husband. Likewise, one may have that single-minded devotion to one's own religion, but one should not do that account hate others' face. On the contrary, one should have a friendly attitude toward them. Nishtha. I remember my teacher told me a story about Nishtha. In Ramayana, Meghnad threw an arrow. He threw an arrow, they call it Nagpash. That Nagpash arrow tied Rama and Lakshmana with snakes. Both brothers are tied with snakes. It is a kind of divine weapon. So Rama is Vishnu and Lakshmana, they are tied. They could not get out from it. So what happened? Hanuman says, hey Rama, we cannot free you from this bondage. Only you can free yourself. Well, how? Well, I am tied. If you think Garuda, the bird, your carrier, he is the enemy of the snakes, seeing Garuda, all snakes will run away because Garuda will eat all the snakes. So the moment Rama remembered Garuda, Garuda came. He is the king of the birds. With the big wings, the moment the snakes saw the Garuda, they simply fled, ran away. Then Garuda said, Lord, I have a request. Now you have taken the form of Rama, but my chosen deity is Vishnu. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. Four hands, one hand is conch, another hand discus, another hand is lotus, another hand is mace. So this, that is my chosen deity, Vishnu. I don't like to see your Rama form. Please show me my chosen deity. Just give me a favor. Rama says, I can show you my Vishnu form, but my problem is with Hanuman. Hanuman likes to see my Ram form. It is very difficult for me to show you my Vishnu form. Lord, you don't have to worry. Look! He opened his large wing so nobody can see. Will you come inside my wing and now check the Vishnu form and show me? What Rama can do? Immediately Rama took the Vishnu form. But you cannot hide the eyes of Hanuman. Hanuman saw it. Do you know what Hanuman said? Srinate janakinate avedo paramatmani tathapi mama sarvasva rama kamala lochana. That Hanuman said. Srinath. Sri means Vishnu, Lakshmi. Nath is Vishnu. Srinath is Vishnu. Janaki Nath. Janaki means Sita's husband is Rama. So I know that Vishnu and Rama, Abhedo Paramatmani, both are the same. Tathapi, but yet, Mama Sarvasya, my all in all, Rama Kamala Lochana, the lotus eye is Rama. That is my all in all. I know Vishnu and Rama are the same, but that is my chosen deity. You know, I still remember he in our class he was talking about Ishtanishtha. I memorized that verse. Srinathe Janaki Nathe Abhido Paramatmani Tathapi Mama Sarvasya Rama Kamala Lochana. Nishtha. Swami Akhandananda told the story of Hafiz, a Sufi saint. He was a famous saint, but one day he saw a courtesan on the street. She was a beautiful woman. So immediately he fell in love with that girl. But to go to that girl, you need thousands and thousands of rupees or something like that. He does not have that money. So he was saving a little money so that one day he will go to that girl. Her fee is very high. So what happened, he has so much love. So it is a Sufi story. He started to clean that girl's house at night. At 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, he will go clean her courtyard and her house, outside, drain, everything. He will clean. So that girl, in the morning when she got up, she found her house is outside, very neat and clean. Well, who is cleaning my house? Then he asked her guards and the other, her waitresses, her maids, find out who is cleaning my house. So next day when he came to clean the house, he was caught. Then this courtesan told Hafiz, what do you want? Why do you clean my house? Then he told his desire to have her. Oh, that is very good. Tonight I shall meet you. You will stay in my house. He asked his maids that give her good food, good clean, good bath, give her good, nice clothes. I shall meet him at night. So it was in the evening. Her maids brought some lamps, light in her room. Seeing that lamp, she was thinking, my goodness, here is the lamp in my room. Last 40 years, without fail, I lighted the lamp in Dorga. This man used to live in Dorga in a tomb of a Muslim saint. So I used to light the lamp of that Muslim saint last 40 years without break, without fail. And today I shall not be able to light the lamp there because of these girls. And I am infatuated with this girl. I shall break my nishtha, my steadfast devotion of 40 years. Immediately he left the room and ran away. He lighted the lamp. Then he found two angels standing there. Hafiz, drink it. You see, in Islam, wine is forbidden. So he said, no, I cannot have shura, wine. He took the glass and threw away. The angel says, Hafiz, you do not know what you have lost. It is God sent that nectar for you. Go, lick that place where you dropped that glass. So he licked. Immediately he was in divine ecstasy. Meanwhile, that girl was searching for him. And she came बोले यू आर सपोज टू बी विद मी एंड वाई दीन एट दैट टाइम हैप्पीज इन एन एक्सटेसी. देन ही टोल्ड दैट गर्ल गो लीव दैट प्लेस एंड शी वॉज इन एक्सटेसी. दिस स्टोरी वॉज टोल्ड बाई स्वामी अखंडानंद डिस्क्राइबिंग निष्ठा इष्टनिष्ठा. If for that reason, those who come to us, we ask them, you like it or don't like it? You must sit in the morning and evening in front of your shrine. That is your ishtanishtha. That is the order of your guru. You know, even Catholicism, the Catholic nuns, and they have tremendous nishtha. Nishtha. Steadfast devotion. Gopider nishtha. Sri Ramakrishna preached. Three. Hanuman ke ekjon jiggesha korechilo. Aaj ki tithi? Hanuman bolle ami bar tithi ja nakshatra o sob kichu jani na. Ami kebol ek Ram pad padma chini jani. Sri Ramakrishna is telling that nishtha again. There is a thing called nishtha, single-minded devotion. When the gopis went to Mathura, they saw Krishna with the charvan. That I read already to you. But again he is repeating. At this time, they pulled down their veils and said, who is the man clothing on his body? Hanuman also had that unswerving devotion. He came to Dwaraka. Here, just the reverse. Hanuman also had the unswerving devotion. He came to Dwaraka. Dwaraka is the place where Krishna's capital is. It is on the coast of the Arabian Sea. In the cycle of Dwapara, Krishna said to Rukmini, his queen, Hanuman will not be satisfied unless he sees the form of Rama. So to please Hanuman, Krishna assumed the form of Rama. There, Rama took the form of Vishnu. Here Krishna took the form of Rama. Well, Rama, Hanuman is coming to see me. Krishna form, though Krishna and Ram both are the same, but he will not be very unhappy. Let me change my form. My sweet wife, I hope you won't mind. In Hinduism, you know, it is not a dull religion, very interesting. Our gods, you know, change form and make the devotee happy. But my dear sir, I am in a peculiar state of mind. My mind constantly descends from the absolute to the relative, and again ascends from the relative to the absolute. Thakur is talking about, you know, I am continuously changing. Let me see, Chosha Shatan, what she says. One should hear these things in the beginning. This is why I listened to them years ago. But now I am no longer in that mood. Hanuman said, I don't know the position of the stars or the phase of the moon. I only think of Rama. The Chatuka bird craves only rainwater. Even when it is dying of thirst, it turns its peak upwards and wants to draw only water from the sky. The Ganges and the Yamuna and the seven oceans are filled to the brim, but still it will not touch the water of the earth. Rama and Lakshmana visited Pampa Lake. Lakshmana saw a crow very eager for water. Again and again it went to the edge of the water but would not drink. Lakshmana asked Rama about it. Rama says, "Brother, this crow is a great devotee of God. Day and night it repeats the name of Rama. Its throat is parched with thirst, but still it won't drink for fear of missing a repetition of Rama's name. On a full moon night, I said to Haludari, 'Brother, is it the night of the new moon?' Then he said, Haludari says, 'You are mad, crazy.' His cousin. Haludari is Sri Ramakrishna's father's younger brother's son. But Haludari was a little older than Sri Ramakrishna. So, it is called, this is certainly the dark Kali Yuga. He cannot distinguish the full moon from the new moon, and people respect him." Yes, Ramakrishna is crazy if seeing the dark today's full moon. Well, it is all Kali Yuga. He could not differentiate between this. Well, the mind dwells in Brahman, this outside external world. I have no knowledge of the external world. That he was talking about. Dhyan korbe mone, bone, ar kone. In book is coming, that is a big chapter I wrote on that. In Dhyanoloke Sri Ramakrishna also he mentioned. It's a great saying of Sri Ramakrishna. Where shall I meditate? Tell me a place. Dhyan korbe mone, bone, kone. You are a householder, that he was telling to him. Mone, mental, in the mind. That is easy, because you can think of God. Born, is it not possible for him to go to the forest? Kone, in the corner of your room. Perhaps there are too many people in your house, you have no place. So sometimes you reverse it. First, forest, perhaps I cannot go there every day. Next, kone. For that reason, those who come for interview, I always ask them, set up a shrine in your house. That is your meditation corner. If you have a separate room, fine. If not, give a little corner of your room. And if you do not have the corner, give a little wall space. Hang some pictures there and sit there. You must give a little room to the Lord in your house. As I sometimes say, you know, some in Christianity people go to the church Sunday, only Sundays. No way. No one, not only Sunday, every day. Several times a day. Mone, bone, kone. Kone means corner of the room. Bone means forest. Mone means mind. I gave interpretation of Swami Virajananda Swami, Vijnanananda Swami, then Ramchandra Datta. Many people interpreted these three words. You will find in that book. Dhyan korbe mone, bone, kone. You can meditate any place at any time. I saw in the monastery some monks, they like to sit in the same place. They do not like to change their place in the chapel and in the shrine. They always sit their own place. You know, it becomes second nature. When I go to the shrine early in the morning and dark, I know exactly where my place is. This is my place. These teachings of Sri Ramakrishna are very deep. Five. Nirjane na gele shokto rog sharbe kemon kore? Rogti hoyeche bikar. Ar je ghare bikar rogi, sei ghare tetuler achar o joler jala. Me manush purusher pokke tetuler achar, ar bhog basona joler jala. Tate ki rog sare? Din koto thainar hoye nirjane giye sadhan bhajan korte hoy. তারপর নিরোগ হয়ে আবার সেই ঘরে থাকলে আর ভয় নেই। হাউ কুড ইউ এক্সপেক্ট টু গেট রিচ অফ এ সিরিয়াস ইলনেস উইদাউট রেস্ট অ্যান্ড সলিটিউড? ইট ইজ দ্য টাইফয়েড দ্যাট দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ডলি ম্যান ইজ সাফারিং ফ্রম অ্যান্ড ইউ কিপ এ লার্জ জার অফ ওয়াটার অ্যান্ড সাভারি পিকল ইন দি পেশেন্টস রুম। লাস্ট ইজ লাইক এ পিকল and the desire to enjoy worldly things is like a jar of water. How could you expect to shake off your illness under these circumstances? One should retire into solitude for some time and practice devotional exercises. There is nothing to be afraid of. If one returns home after one has made a thorough recovery by adopting the above remedy. বিকারী রোগী সামটাইমস উই সি সাম পিপল দে কিল দেমসেলভ সিরোসিস অফ লিভার ড্রিঙ্কিং অ্যালকোহল ডিস্ট্রয়িং দি হোল সিস্টেম দ্যাট ইজ টকিং অ্যাবাউট বিকারী রোগী। বিকার মিন জিলিরিয়াম দ্যাট হাই টেম্পারেচার দিস অ্যান্ড দ্যাট অ্যান্ড টকিং অল থিংস আই ওয়ান্ট ওয়ান গ্যালন অফ ওয়ান জার অফ ওয়াটার আই ওয়ান্ট পিকলস দিস দ্যাট অ্যান্ড ডক্টর সেজ অল রাইট প্লিজ প্লিজ ওয়েট ওয়েট উই শ্যাল গিভ ইউ এভরিথিং অ্যান্ড হি ডক্টর উইল গিভ ইঞ্জেকশন সো দ্যাট ইউ ক্যান কিউর ইউর সেলফ। Let us see what Sri Ramakrishna said here. He is talking to Keshav. The disease of worldliness is like typhoid, and there are a huge jar of water, and a jar of several pickles in the typhoid patient's room. If you want to cure him of his illness, you must remove him from that room. The worldly man is like the typhoid patient. The various objects of enjoyment are the huge jar of water, and the craving for their enjoyment is his thirst. The very thought of pickles makes the mouth water. You don't have to bring them near, and he is surrounded with them. The companionship of woman is the pickles. Hence, treatment in solitude is necessary. One may enter the world after attaining discrimination and dispassion. In the ocean of the world, there are six alligators, lust, anger, and so forth. But you need not fear the alligators if you smear your body with turmeric before you go into the new water. Discrimination and dispassion are the turmeric. Discrimination is the knowledge of what is real and what is unreal. It is the realization that God alone is the real and eternal substance and that all else is unreal, transitory, impermanent. And you must cultivate intense zeal for God. You must feel love for Him and be attracted to Him. The gopis of Vrindavan felt the attraction of Krishna. Let me sing you a song. Listen, the flute has surrounded in wonder wood. There I must fly, for Krishna waits for the path. Anyhow, what Sri Ramakrishna was talking about, after attaining devotion, if you live in this world, you will never be confused. Your whole eyes will change. Your mentality will change. At that time, surrounded by all objects of enjoyments, will not be able to harm you. That he was talking about nitya theke lila. First attain God, then come to this world will be completely separated. That he is talking about to the household judge. First have devotion, have love for God. Then this world of enjoyment will not be able to do any harm to you. He was talking about Keshav, that you know, a physical relationship with the wife is very permissible. It is, there is nothing harm, but don't be deluded by Maya. Sri Ramakrishna is very, very, very clear about all these things, you know. Even he said, after a couple of children, stay in the world like a brother and sister. He gave all practical instructions. প্রথম অবস্থায় একটু নির্জনে বসে ধ্যান অভ্যাস করতে হয়, তারপর যখন ঠিক অভ্যাস হয় তখন যেখানে সেখানে ধ্যান করতে পারো, যেমন গাছ, যেমন ছোটো থাকে তাকে যত্ন করে বেড়া দিয়ে রাখতে হয়, তা নাহলে গরু ছাগলে খেয়ে নষ্ট করে ফেলে, পরে যখন গুড়ি মোটা হয় তাতে দশটা গরু ছাগল বাঁধলেও কিছুই করতে পারে না। 626 Gospel. Again he is telling the Brahmo Samaj, and he is telling again, he is repeating the same thing more or less, that's what he told to Keshav Sen. I said to Keshav Sen further, how can the worldly man be cured of his serious disease unless he goes into solitude? A worldly man is suffering from delirious fever, as it were. Suppose there are pickled tamarind and jars of water in the room of such a patient. Now, how can we expect him to get rid of the disease? Just see, the very mention of pickled tamarind is making my mouth water. All that. You can very well imagine what will happen if the tamarind is actually put in front of me. There is neither end nor limits to this desire for worldly enjoyment, and the things are in the patient's very room. Can we expect the patient to get rid of the delirious fever in this fashion? He must be removed for a few days to another place where there are neither pickled tamarind nor water jars. Then he will be cured. After that, if he returns to his old room, he will have nothing to fear. Lust and gold cannot do any harm to the man who lives in the world after attaining God. Only then can he lead a detached life in the world as King Janaka did. But he must be careful at the beginning. He must practice spiritual disciplines in strict solitude. The peepal tree, when young, is fenced around to protect it from cattle. But there is no need for the fence when the trunk grows thick and strong. Then no harm will be done to the tree if an elephant tied to it. Anyhow, those are all beautiful teachings of Sri Ramakrishna. I'll write up to this tonight. जय माँ। You can visualize the scene, the pictures, you can visualize. You know this. We understand tree, we understand the fence around the tree, we understand milk, and we understand butter, we understand all these things. We understand, we can see.